Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to Gwinnett Business Radio. Mike Salmon and Stephen Julian are gone today, so this is Barry White. No, actually, this is Stephen Julian, and one fact of that is true. Mike Salmon is not here today, so I am kind of flying solo, but back behind the desk is Trey Odom. How you doing, Trey?
Sandpaper for gargle this morning?
I did. I did. I am battling something. So I have my, I learned something today, Starbucks has a concoction that they call the Cold Breaker.
Okay, just as long as you know, we have a 20-foot rule, a boundary between me and you. Right?
Well, thankfully, Mike informed our guests of my condition and they refused to shake my hand, but we still had a wonderful conversation before they came on the air, and we're going to have a wonderful conversation on the air. So they're very smart. So
do you want to know where Mike is?
I do want to know where Mike is.
Mike is driving his Subaru. You know what that means.
Tell me what it means, Trey.
It means he's in love.
That's right.
You know why? Because Subaru is where you can get a great saving, big savings, huge savings, and a hassle-free experience. It's Subaru Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Already a Subaruist.
Like Mike.
Like Mike. Then follow Subaru Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers and news and community events.
Thank you, Trey. So we are broadcasting live from the Subaru Gwinnett Studios inside the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Hotel here in Duluth. And it is my honor and pleasure to introduce our two guests today. We have Marjorie Dykes. She is the Chief Marketing Director, and Jason Moss, who is the founder and chief poobah at the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance. Marjorie and Jason, welcome.
Hey, glad
Thank
to be
you.
Here.
Thank you.
So glad you guys are here. I think a Georgia Manufacturing Alliance kind of says a lot in its name, but go ahead and break it down even more. Jason, tell us about the Alliance and what you guys do.
Okay. Well, yeah, the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance, we're a professional industry association, and we are here to support Georgia's manufacturing community. And the way that we do that is we do that through providing opportunities for manufacturing professionals to connect with each other. And we do plant tours, networking events, and educational sessions all around the state. So that's what we do.
So doing a few things and doing them very well. So at its core, it's about getting manufacturing businesses to get to know each other.
Correct. Give them the platform where they can connect with each other and build strategic alliances. But the biggest thing is to build a peer group because, you know, in business, and I know you talk to a lot of different types of businesses. If you run a dry cleaners or a restaurant, there's probably somebody in your neighborhood that either currently runs a dry cleaners or restaurant or has in the past, but manufacturers tend to be on an island all by themselves. Quite often, they're the only people that they know that manufacture things. So all these little islands all around the state, this gives them an opportunity to connect with each other, build that peer group. So when challenges come up or questions come up, they've got other people that are in the industry that that they can go to as a sounding board.
So this question might be for the marketing director a little bit more, but Jason, it also includes you because you've been around since Georgia Manufacturing Alliance started. Tell me, one of you or both of you, tell me a little bit about the history of Georgia Manufacturing Alliance.
Okay. Yeah, I founded the organization back in 2008, and I was in software sales, sold engineering software to manufacturers. I was standing in a loading dock one day with a company that was manufacturing a product. They were boxing it up to have a process done to it, and they were going to ship those products all the way to California to have a process done and ship back. And I had just left the building across the parking lot. You could literally see their dock door. And they did that service. And the guy I was talking to had no idea that that was in not only in the county, but in the same parking lot. Because what happened was manufacturing back in the day was let either on the golf course or at the bar on Friday night. It was a community. Everybody worked together. Everybody knew what capabilities they had. And what has happened was the internet showed up. You know, a lot of different things were played into that. People thought that the world was flat. And if they could get it done a nickel cheaper in Bangladesh, hey, why not? Let's outsource it. Let's ship it out. Let's, you know, really chasing the dollar. So we lost a lot of the community. I mean, the community pretty much just went away. So back in the day, it was all about community. Everybody knew what was going on. And then the internet showed up. All the community went away. But if you have a production line that breaks down on a Saturday, good luck getting Google to fix that. If you don't know somebody in the community that can help you out and, you know, and be a resource for you, there was some really big challenges with the world is flat philosophy. And what GMA is all about is it's about building community. I mean, if there's one word that describes GMA, it's about community. It's about connecting people so that they have the opportunity to know what else is made in their backyard. You know, when I interview manufacturers around the state, you know, they always tell me that one of the things that they love to do is buy from other local people. There's so many benefits. One is the, you know, is the return on the investment in the community. You know, because we know that that money cycles seven times before it gets out of community if they buy local. So they like to buy from other companies in their area, but they have a hard time finding them. You know, I mean, you know, go on Google and type in Georgia made products or, you know, look that way. It's really hard to identify that. And that's one of the reasons that we publish the Georgia Manufacturing Directory.
So in a way, for lack of a better term, it kind of started as a networking group.
Exactly. That's exactly what it started.
And what it's become is, and I think you used in your first answer the word platform. Mm-hmm. You're trying to expand the platform and give people an opportunity to get up there, give people an opportunity to shake hands, give people an opportunity to build relationships. So then, and Marjorie, I am going to direct this one at you. That's as good. The marketing director. So it might have started as a networking group, but one of the best ways you guys have found to kind of enhance your platform is through some of the events that you do. So talk about, and let's start with the biggest event that's coming up here very soon. So if you're listening to this live or you're listening to the podcast very close to today's date, you guys have an annual event and it's one of your biggest events. So tell us about that.
Yes, our Georgia Manufacturing Summit will be held at the Cobb Galleria, October the 25th. It is our capstone event of the year.
And this is 2017, this October 25th, 2017. Let me just ask, on an annual basis, does the summit happen usually in October?
Yes.
And that's because October is, you were telling me this before the show.
That is National Manufacturing Month. Actually, National Manufacturing Day is on October the 6th. But the whole month of October is kind of focused on celebrating manufacturers in the United States. So it's a great opportunity for us to have our summit during that month. We're expecting about 700 manufacturing professionals from across the Southeast to attend. We have fantastic keynote speakers on tap for this year. Rob DeGoss, who is the Vice President and Chief Procurement Officer with Chick-fil-A, will be our lunch keynote speaker, and he will be addressing kind of the Amazonian and Uberization of America and how that's going to be affecting manufacturing in the coming future. And then we also have Deborah Schenkel, who is the Vice President of Supply Chain for Coca-Cola North America. She'll be our breakfast keynote. And she will be kind of addressing some of the workforce and employee challenges in that space. As you know, Coke has kind of experienced some of that themselves this year, and so she's going to be addressing some of those issues. Workforce is a huge issue in the manufacturing community. We're trying to make manufacturing sexy again and getting the millennials engaged and really help them understand that it's not the old, you know, Lucy eating chocolates off the production line kind of scene that we're used to seeing, but a lot of technology, a lot of robotics, coming into that space. And so trying to get the younger community engaged in manufacturing.
I think, and I may be speaking completely out of turn. You guys are more in tune with manufacturing than I am, but it would seem to me that as a country over the last few decades, manufacturing has been seen by, oh, that's for people who don't use their mind, they just use their hand. Manufacturing has very much become a combination of using your hands and using your mind. So it is very challenging, very rewarding, very great opportunity to get a great career, right? In helping make things that people use and make people's lives better. So, but as far as the summit goes, this is the third annual event this year. Anybody who buys it, now you talked about 700 manufacturing professionals. This is open to anyone who wants to attend?
That's correct. I mean, the focus is, of course, to bring the manufacturing community together.
Get that platform. Yep. Make it bigger.
Get the Got platform. It'll be a great opportunity to network with other professionals. And we also, outside of our keynote presentations, we have 20 other industry experts that will be addressing issues, manufacturing a better bottom line, technology in the manufacturing space, the sales and marketing piece that goes behind manufacturing, getting your product, you know, marketing, how to, you know, connect in the international space, the import and export piece. So we have a lot of industry experts that will be coming in and addressing issues outside of really trying to encompass something for everyone from the CEO level all the way down to the, you know, safety piece. So
it's October 25th this year at the Cobb Galleria Center. Anybody who buys a ticket, it includes a breakfast and lunch buffet. All right, that's it for me. I'm in. keynote presentations, like you said, from Deborah Schenkel and Rob, is it Dugas?
Rob Dugas.
I said it right. Educational sessions, exhibit booths, and a special post-show viewing of the Made in America movie and a question and answer with the producer, Nathan McGill.
Yes.
What a great value.
I know. We're very excited to add that as kind of the slow down to the event, a kind of a post-show event, just so people can relax and enjoy. And
what's the ticket cost?
Ticket cost is $75 for general admission ticket. And then we also have half tables that are available and full tables as well.
So if you're a manufacturer and you're listening to this show, there's still an opportunity for you to be a part of maybe sponsoring or getting some show space.
Right. And then the price on the tickets go up October 1st. So that was a little bit timely, you know, time sensitive.
All right. Well, I got a deal. Look, we're gonna do a little networking. We're gonna do a little sales. Here's my salesmanship. So if anyone responds to you and says, "Hey, I heard your interview on Business Radio X for the 2017 event," why don't we let them lock in that?
What we'll do is we will provide a promo code that's business. We'll do Radio X.
Radio X.
Yep. If they put in Radio X, what'll happen is we'll give them a $25 discount.
On whatever the current price is.
Whatever the current price is. So if they do it right now, man, to get
breakfast and lunch for
$50
before October 2nd.
Now, this is going to have to be after 2 o'clock today, but.
Yeah, we're going to be on the road.
Yeah. Well, if they come through and listen, go through the Business Radio X website, we'll get you the right place. Right. We'll take care of you.
Beautiful.
That's a guarantee. Awesome. I like that. Yeah. All right. So that's one of the main events. You guys do it every year in October. This year it's October 25th, Cobb Galleria Center.
One other thing I wanted to mention is the tables that I was just talking about, the half tables, VIP tables that we have available, those are for the general sessions. And we do still have very limited exhibit space and sponsorship opportunities available. So if anyone's interested in that, they can go to our website, GeorgiaManufacturingSummit.com, or give us a call at the office, and we'll give those details at the end of the show.
I love it. That makes people keep listening. Well done. Nice tease in the industry. I like that. So that's obviously the main event you guys do. But if anyone goes to the website and checks out future events, you guys are you do a few things, but you do them often, and you do them well. Talk a little bit about the plant tours that you guys try and keep doing throughout the year.
Yeah. Well, we've got five different chapters around the state. And in, you know, when we started this thing out, it was a Gwinnett-based deal. I mean, what we were doing was we were inviting people in the industry to come hang out with us for 2 hours, and I'd bring in a speaker, and we'd spend an hour with the speaker and an hour networking, and had a lot of fun with that for the first 4 or 5 years. But when we figured out the magic of the plant tours, when we started doing those and saw how the industry professionals were really able to connect and ask the, you know, deep dive questions and see world-class manufacturing, best in class solutions when you can see that and be able to ask questions about it, it really changed the dynamic of the organization.
So much better than listening to a speaker for
an
hour.
It beats the heck out of sitting in this. I mean, you know, when you go networking, usually it's the person to your left and the person to your right, and you better hope you sit in the right seat to get any successful networking.
Right.
With this, because you've got, you know, we typically cap our tours at about 30 people per tour. The reason we do that is because that's about the most we can safely walk through a factory, right? But while we're doing that, everybody has the opportunity to network with the rest of the group. So you're not forced to just, you know, talk to two people. This gives you the opportunity to meet with the whole group. When we started doing plant tours, we saw that the excitement level, the benefit to the attendees just went through the roof. And we opened up, we started doing tours outside of Gwinnett. And we saw that there's interest. People were wanting to have a chapter in their area. So we've developed, again, five different chapters around the state. And each of those chapters, we try to do a plant tour in each one of those each month. This year, we've had a banner year. I mean, you know, in large part because of Marjorie Dykes working her tail off, making sure she gets all of our events and stuff lined up and coordinated. But we have done, so far this year, we've had over 1,600 people attend events that we've hosted. We've done 81 events across the state. I mean, so we've toured everything from Caterpillar to Kia to Bluebird to Gulfstream. It's fun, you know, to see the different levels of manufacturing that are out there. I mean, we go to Bluebird Bus down in Fort Valley, Georgia. Most people don't know those big yellow buses are made right here in our backyard.
Wow.
They make 70 buses a day. They roll in steel and roll out buses. One of the most amazing manufacturing operations. And there's still a lot of handwork, a lot of craftsmanship go into that. We love Bluebird Buses. If you're on a school committee, you make sure that you tag Bluebird, buy local, and it supports the community there. But we saw them there rolling out 70 buses a day. And then I went down to Kia. And Kia was really neat that we were able to go check out that. Now that's over in West Point, Georgia. And Kia, they roll out a car every 57 seconds. So they roll in steel, roll out cars every 57 seconds. And it's amazing to watch that operation. And we've also had the opportunity in the past to tour Gulfstream. That was a very unique, like a one-off opportunity, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But we went to the Gulfstream 650 plant. Now, the 650 is the newest line that they've got come out. They're a little bit slower in their production, but they're producing a different product. Every 3 days, they roll out a new 650. Now, that 650 is $65 million. That's without paint and without interior, and there's a 2.5-year backlog. Right. So, yeah, I was like, how do I get my name on the list? They said, if you got to ask, you're not going to get on the list. But it was really cool to be able to see those different levels of manufacturing, the capabilities. And we love every level of manufacturing. Right. We love the mom and pop machine shops to the big boys. I mean, we like seeing the big stuff and the automation and that kind of thing. But even right here in our backyard, Okabashi flip-flops are made up in Buford, Georgia. And, you know, those are, you know, purchased all over the world.
Yep.
And so 2 years ago, when we kicked off the summit, we base our keynotes on a specific industry. So the first year we did the summit, we based it around transportation. So we had the CEO of Bluebird Bus, Phil Horlock, and Randy Jackson, the guy that ran Kia here in the U.S. Those were our keynotes. And that's a heck of a way to start off a series, right? So So Bluebird and Kia were our keynotes. They knocked it out of the park. We had about 300 people for the first year event, which I was thrilled with those numbers. And then last year, we transitioned to construction-related products. And we had one of the top executives, Kathleen Edge from Southwire. I mean, she knocked it out of the park. And then Steve Hillis from Beaulieu Carpet, CEO of Beaulieu Carpet on the commercial side. And we had those two speakers talk about how they were preparing their businesses for the transition in the economy as we expect building to increase in the U.S. because there was a lot of things that were mothballed or idled in production for construction products because we didn't need them for a while. Now we're trying to ramp back up and get prepared for the oncoming growth in construction. And this year we're basing it, of course, around the food and beverage industry. I was working with the team trying to come up with the idea. What's the theme for this year? And I thought, man, food and beverage, there's so much of that. And I had the vision. I was like, man, it would be cool. When you think about food and beverage, what are the brand names that you think of?
Chick-fil-A and Coca-Cola.
And I said, Chick-fil-A and Coca-Cola, man. I mean, how much better can it get from that? And I reached out to the team and I'm like, look, guys, who do we know? Somebody knows somebody here, and reached out to Dan Cathy on mm-hmm. LinkedIn. At the time, now Dan might get mad if I told the story, but at the time, Dan had like 42 contacts that said CEO of Chick-fil-A, and his picture wasn't on his LinkedIn profile. And I'm like, there is no way that that's this guy. But I went in, sent him a little email, so it's a plug for LinkedIn. Greg Burkhalter, great guy, trained me on how to do this. I sent him a little email and told him that we had had some great speakers in the past. I thought it'd be great if he would be able to come speak. And about 30 minutes later, I got this email back from Dan Cathy that said, my guy will be in touch with you in the next 2 weeks. And I was like, yeah, right. Well, seriously, his guy called and said, you know, coordinated the schedule. He said, what is it that you want Dan to talk about? Because he's great in some areas, and there's some other areas that we've got some other people that are, you know, that are good in talking about what the topic is. And I said, well, my vision, my goal is to have somebody come in from Chick-fil-A and share with us what the supply chain looks like. Because typically people don't think of Chick-fil-A as a manufacturer. Now, they are in their way, but what I want the group to understand is the power that Chick-fil-A and Coca-Cola have in the manufacturing community and the influence they have. And I said, what I want is I want a speaker that can come in and talk about the supply chain from the time the guy bolts the tires on the tractor that plants the seeds for the feed that the chickens eat. Now, if you go that far back in the supply chain, all the way through to the table that you set that wonderful Chick-fil-A sandwich on, there's a lot of people and a lot of products. And Chick-fil-A works hard to keep business local when they can. And we want to celebrate that. So Rob DeGoss is the guy. And he's going to share with us not only what they're doing for that in the supply chain, but he's also going to give us, he said, one of his big jobs on the planet is to figure out what Chick-fil-A is going to look like 10 and 15 years down the road. So he said, we know where we're at right now. We know where we're going to be in 5 years, but where are we going to be in 10 or 15? And he's going to give us some of the insights of the things that he's touched on. And to be able to provide that kind of knowledge and education to the manufacturing community, because they're not going to get that anywhere else. That's not available. I mean, you can't sign up for a class to go take that. But one day a year, we want to make sure that we highlight those kind of folks and be able to put on a great show. And that's what we're out to do at the summit.
I like it. So you've been listening to Jason Moss. He is the CEO and founder of the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance. Marjorie Dykes, the marketing director, is here as well. And we've been talking about the Georgia Manufacturing Summit. We've been talking about plant tours. But you've never gotten away from your bread and butter. You've never gotten away from what kind of started it all, which is networking events. And you've talked about now multiple chapters. So I'm assuming there's more than one networking event. So talk about some of the ongoing local opportunities that people can get involved with the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance.
Sure. We, as Jason was saying earlier, we currently have 5 chapters across the state. We do try to plan the plant tour, at least a plant tour in that region. It doesn't always work out that way, but that's our goal. And then we currently have 4 networking events that people can get engaged with. We have one in Gainesville. We have one in Alpharetta, one in the Atlanta kind of Cobb Galleria area, and then one in Suwanee. So people can come. They have, we call it coffee and connections for our morning sessions. And then we have our networking lunches so people can come, share ideas, stay up to date as to what's happening in the manufacturing community. And of course, the main part of networking is sharing referrals and leads. So a lot of the people that come to our networking sessions are in the service part of the manufacturing community. And so we try to, we love our service people, but we do require that they have references in the manufacturing space because we want to be sure that they can service our manufacturers in the proper way. So we're very excited that we have a very solid core group of people. They're very dedicated to each other and building that infrastructure, the mm-hmm. community part right. of what we're trying to accomplish through the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance.
Yeah, that's a great point, Marjorie. One of the reasons that we've implemented the 5 referral qualifications for networking is we got a program and it's working and it's very successful, and everybody, you know, a lot of folks now see the success that we're having and want to plug into it. But we've got to stay true to our goal, our mission, our focus is supporting Georgia's manufacturing community. And the way that we're able to do that through the networking piece is we got to have it's a base level requirement. You got to give us 5 active manufacturing companies that you now serve to be able to be considered to be part of one of those networking groups.
And for those who think, well, you know, that's not fair in the service industry, I guess to some extent it comes back to you're going to say you've got to figure out how to serve that community first. And
correct.
Then you can come in and expand.
Yeah, we don't have any, you know, and I might get something thrown at me here, but we don't have any residential realtors or Mary Kay folks in GMA.
Right.
We just don't, because this doesn't serve them. It doesn't serve our members.
Right.
And, you know, just because we can gather a crowd doesn't mean that we need to make, we've got to protect the relationships that we have with our manufacturers. On the flip side of that, when we put this qualification in, we know that we've got seasoned professionals that we vet their customers to make sure that they're providing the kind of service that we want to be able to our other members to benefit from. The reason that we do that is because people, although we don't endorse companies,
right,
if they're part of our directory, part of our organization, by default, people think that our people just take that, make the assumption that that these folks know what they're doing. They've got experience in manufacturing. You know, one of the reasons that we are able to really serve the manufacturers is we attract the kind of people that are already working in manufacturing, like Smith and Howard's a great example. They're one of our sponsors. When companies come to the table and they have accounting questions or challenges, now Smith and Howard's not a fit for even all of our members, but they're a great partner with us because we know that we've got people that that focus on the manufacturing industry and have a great leadership team that's committed to manufacturers. Yeah, there are a bunch of other accounting and organizations out there, but because they came to the table, they saw what we were doing. They wanted to be a part of the bigger picture and being able to keep this going. They stepped in and are helping us through that. And to mention that is talking about one of our sponsors is we are again an independent organization. We're a for-profit industry association. We don't have one penny of tax dollars in what we do. We are 100% supported through our memberships and our sponsorships. And we've got some great sponsors that want to serve the manufacturing, that currently serve the manufacturing space. You know, Smith and Howard and PNC Bank and Fast Signs here in Snellville. These guys saw the greater vision, Southern Barter Club. I mean, these guys see the bigger vision and they know that they want to help support what we're doing. And they're being able to play a big part in that.
What's a membership cost? If I was a manufacturer, what would a membership cost to be part of the Georgia Manufacturing Association or Alliance? Excuse me.
Sorry. Alliance.
Wrong A. My bad.
Our basic membership is actually a company membership. So the memberships are based on full-time Georgia employees.
Okay.
And the basic membership starts from 1 to 100 employees, full-time employees, and that's $500. That's for a full year. That includes being able to be in our Georgia Manufacturing Directory, which we haven't mentioned yet.
Well, you just did.
Okay, well, here we go. A nice segue into that. As a member, they have a 100-word listing on our website, which we're going to be kicking off a new one after the summit. So we're very excited about that. So they can be found, you know, with a keyword search if someone's looking specifically for a plastics manufacturer or something like that. They can put in those keywords and find that company on our website. Secondarily, they are also listed in our Georgia Manufacturing Directory. We produce two editions a year in January and July. Those editions are mailed to the top manufacturers in the state, to all of our GMA members, and also this particular latest issue will be handed out to all of the attendees at the Georgia Manufacturing Summit. But they have a 100-word listing. They can be sorted by SIC code, so it's a desktop reference, and it's gone to the Amazon best-selling list for 2 years running.
Wow.
So it's become a very useful resource in the manufacturing community.
I will just tell you that I had on my bucket list for many, many years to write a bestseller. I had no idea it was going to come in this format, but baby, I'll take anything I can get.
In order for you to take any credit, you said write a bestseller.
Hey, I wrote some things in there. I did write some things in there. But the cool part about that is I brought 250 of our buddies with us. And some of these guys, it's really cool because some of them are coming by and picking these things up by the box of 100 and going out and giving them to their top 100 customers and said, you know, we were recently featured in a bestseller. Look, we're on page 32.
I love it.
That's cool.
I love it. Jason, you are on page 3.
Right. I am on page 3. I did actually write some words that Marjorie proofed for me.
All right. You can take some credit. Yeah.
In reference to that, though, our goal is to eventually really roll that into having more editorial focus.
Sure.
In the directory, we see that there's a great need for that. There's not really a publication in the state of Georgia that addresses concerns in the Georgia manufacturing community. So we that's another one of our goals and resources on top of a lot of other resources that...
Well, it's another part of the platform, right? Right. I mean, you guys, going back to your main core mission, your main core value is you know, the platform for manufacturers. You know, going back to the, you know, service people who want to be part of it and gain from networking, again, I see also the obstacle to get in if I'm... And I'm in the service industry in my day job. If the obstacle is a little bit harder first, it forces me to go serve the manufacturing first, which I said. But secondly, it also keeps the percentages correct. There's going to be more it's more about the manufacturers because, right. And I'm in the service industry, but boy, the service industry can overrun a networking group.
Yeah.
Because and that's not bad. That's not wrong. That's just the reality.
Well, see what my experience has been. Part of the reason that we even started this organization is my experience. Now, I love chambers. I recommend everybody join your local chamber because they can provide some awesome services
for all business that goes on business. In all types of styles.
Yeah, yeah, every manufacturer should join their local chamber.
Absolutely,
there's stuff that they get there that they can't get anywhere else. But there's things that we bring to the table that you can't get from your chamber.
Right.
We love the chamber. Chamber's a great thing. My experience had been when I was calling on manufacturers to sell to them, we would go to a manufacturing event. It was billed as a manufacturing event for, you know, chambers around the state. And you go to one of them, there's 50 people in the room. There's 47 salespeople trying to sell to the three poor manufacturers that stumbled in that day. And when those cats got through eating the pizza and drinking the beer, they were gone and they never came back because they feel like a piece of fresh meat in a piranha pit.
Right.
And so we wonder why manufacturers don't network. Well, because they tend to be outnumbered, and right. We've got to really keep the balance, like you said.
Right.
We got to keep the balance in check so that the manufacturers are served. We love our service folks. We got to have them. I don't know of a successful manufacturer out there that doesn't have a great bank and it doesn't have a great accounting company.
Right.
Right. We got to have that. But we don't want people to come into GMA to practice
correct
on our folks. We got to have seasoned professionals. And that makes it easy so that when a manufacturer flips open the directory, they can go with some level of confidence that these people know what they're talking about.
Right.
And this is not the first time. Because especially like in the insurance industry, if an insurance company comes in and writes an insurance policy just because they can write it for a manufacturer and save somebody maybe a nickel, they can put that business owner in jeopardy if they don't understand all the underlying challenges that are specific to manufacturers.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the reason that we do that piece of it.
Well, we have talked about a lot of stuff. I think we said this off the air that I think you said, Jason, that you could talk for hours, and I think I believe you now. and not just prattle. Like
right.
it's been good, valuable stuff. So I think we've come to the point where everybody listening is like, okay, great. Give me the contact information. They've got their pens poised or they got their phones out and they're ready to type. So if I'm a manufacturer and I haven't yet joined the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance, if I'm a service-oriented and I've already been working with manufacturing, I just want to get more information about the events. And I'm sure there's other things that we haven't even touched on. So let's tell everybody where to go and how to get in touch with the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance.
Well, the best thing is to probably go online. GeorgiaManufacturingAlliance.com is our website. We welcome phone calls and visits to our office. Our office is in downtown Lawrenceville, and we usually have someone there when Jason's kind of like Waldo. He is on the road all the time, so we always say, where is Jason? But he's traveling all over the state promoting the manufacturers and going to the plant tours and the networking events. And I mean, he is definitely out there trying to help people make those connections. But we welcome people to drop by our office downtown Lawrenceville, check out the website, GeorgiaManufacturingAlliance.com. And of course, always give us a call, 770-338-0051. Those are the best ways to reach out.
And Marjorie had mentioned the GeorgiaManufacturingSummit.com is the website mm-hmm. for the event. You were telling me also, because that's not the only website you guys have. You guys have a Buy in Georgia.
Right. So
talk real quick about that.
Yeah, I'll give you kind of an overview. If you get your pens out, these are the sites that you can go take a look at that I think can be helpful for you. Of course, the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance talks about the organization. On that page, there's a directory tab so you can see all of our members. The GeorgiaManufacturingSummit.com talks about the event itself. From there, one of the other things we found, we've partnered with 10 different industry associations to support each other, and that's called the Joint Industry Association. But where you'll find that is if you go to the GeorgiaManufacturingCalendar.com, that's a listing of all the events that are posted by those 10 partner organizations like Society of Manufacturing Engineers, Women in Manufacturing, the National Defense Industry Association, Surface Mount Technology Association of Georgia. I mean, so those are the, you know, those plus many more are the organizations that post their information. If you want to know what's going on in the state of Georgia associationally, GeorgiaManufacturingCalendar.com. We just launched, and this is still kind of in the beta version, GeorgiaManufacturingJobs.com as well as a job board just for manufacturers in the state of Georgia. So those are some of the tools that we've got through the resource. I mean, and most all of those are business-to-business focused. We do have, and I've got a passion for educating the general consumer about the products that are manufactured in Georgia. Again, one of the things that keeps us different is we are a industry support organization. We don't have any tax dollars in what we do. We do, although, go to the Capitol one day a year for a really cool photo, and that's of Governor Deal presenting to me and our leadership team a proclamation declaring July Buy from Georgia Month. So Buy from Georgia Month is a program that we put together several years ago to help bring awareness of products that are manufactured in our state. You know, when I go around the state and I do this little challenge, I pull out a $100 bill and I pop it right in front of the room full of people, and I offer that $100 bill to the first person that can name either 5 or 7 products manufactured right here in the state of Georgia. And it still amazes me that the average consumer in the state of Georgia cannot name 3 products that they're confident that they know are manufactured in Georgia.
So you haven't lost a lot of those $100 bills.
Right. I've offered that to tens of thousands of people across the state. I've given one away.
One.
And my wife was like, you keep doing that and it's going to be gone. I'm like, I'm going to keep doing it till they start getting gone, because that's obviously my mission is getting done when they start getting gone.
Comes out of the market budget.
Yeah, I have to explain to our kind of where that went again. But again, it's just to bring awareness. If the average consumer doesn't know what's being made here, how can we say that we're here to support our own businesses?
Right.
If we don't know what's being made here. So we put together just this year a website that highlights over 800 products that we have vetted, we know for sure, that are manufactured right here in Georgia. And the cool part about that is it's Amazon based. So if you're an Amazon shopper, if you've ever bought on Amazon, when you go to buyfromgeorgia.com and you click add a product to your cart, that product goes in your Amazon shopping cart and you check out through Amazon. So, I mean, you know, people often ask, well, what products are really made here? Instead of me giving out a list, I'm going to give out a website. You go to buyfromgeorgia.com, look them up yourself. You will be astonished at all of the products that are made right here in Georgia. If you have products that you make in Georgia and are not listed on that directory, let us know and we will add them for you for free. It's absolutely free. Again, this is just a community support thing. You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, what products, again, are made here? I tell folks, if you're going home, you know, on the way home and you know you got to buy some, you know, batteries for the remote control at the house, and you walk into Walmart and you see an Energizer and a Duracell display side by side. Now, we've all bought both of those products, very similar products, similar price point. We've all bought both. But if you knew for a fact that the Duracell AAA and 9-volt batteries are made over in LaGrange, Georgia and support 400 Georgia families, which products would you buy?
Those.
Duracell every time, right? Well, if we increase the sales of Duracell by 10%. Now, I said there's 400 employees out there now. If we increase the sales of Duracell by 10%, 10% on 400 jobs is what?
40 jobs.
40 new jobs. Now, that'd be a win for Georgia just by teaching our consumers to buy local. Yep. If we took that same philosophy and multiplied it times 1,000 products and 1,000 companies statewide, we can and will be the leader of the manufacturing renaissance in America just by educating our consumers. Guys, this is pretty simple stuff. I mean, this is South Georgia simple. You know, so what we want to do is we want to make sure that people, you know, this gives them something to do. They you know, so a lot of times I see people and hear people get really inspired over, you know, a great speaker or somebody that's excited and motivated about what they do, but then they walk away with nothing to do. This is a challenge to everybody that's listening. Go to buyfromgeorgia.com. Go buy some Savannah Bee honey. Go buy some Duracell batteries. Go buy something through that and support your local business. It's easy to do.
Jason, when I said you could talk for hours, it wasn't a challenge for you to actually take one at wrap-up question right, and talk right. for an
That's
hour.
How, you know, sometimes we digress.
Oh, right. man. Sorry all right. That. So that's all right. No, Jason Moss, Marjorie Dykes, Georgia Manufacturing Alliance. Go to the website, GeorgiaManufacturingAlliance.com. Go to the summit October 25th, GeorgiaManufacturingSummit.com. If you miss this year, it'll be there next year. If you miss the latest plant tour, there will be another one. If you miss the networking event, there'll be another opportunity. You guys keep building your platform, and thank you very much for being on the show.
Man, you're awesome. Thank you so much. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Trey, even though Mike was not here, I see why he wasn't here.
I think he cleared the schedule of the other guests strictly for Jason to be and talk. And
no. Here's what it is. He finally found two guests that are just not passionate about what they do.
Not at all.
And so Mike knew that he couldn't, you know, build that passion artificially. So he just left you and me to deal with that.
He left you.
Really. Yeah. And I've brought you into it instead of just staying. It's as usual, we get people who are very passionate about what they do. They speak with a lot of knowledge. They speak with a lot of insight. And man, I want to go buy some Duracell batteries, among some other things too, right? I want to go find out what's made in Georgia and support those companies.
Go buy a Kia Sorento, yeah. Some Goodyear tires that are made out of Monroe.
And speaking of companies who do good work here in Gwinnett, I think you're going to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to us by Faratech, right?
Yeah. Did you know they've been in business 25 years?
I did know that.
That's
a long time.
Quarter of a century.
That's right.
Faratech's been in business 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offering outstanding customer service. Faratech offers 100% guarantee on all Faratech products, so you know that they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit Faratech.com. That's Faratech.com.
Thanks to Maria and all the people at Faratech. Maria is also part of the Chamber.
Maria.
She's part of the Chamber membership drive this year. Mm-hmm. So she is getting out there and building the business community. So we're glad that we get to partner with her. So for Mike, well, really not for Mike. He'll be back here next week.
He's driving a Subaru.
He is. For Trey, this is Steven. We want to thank you for being here, and we'll see you next week on Gwinnett Business Radio.